Okay, so we're dealing with the issue about Basa Ben Shanaim. Right, why would I say Basa Ben Shanaim isn't Basar? Especially because we see from previous case of Gvina that Yavalach of Kinoch HaNadacha, apparently Gvina between teeth is considered Gvina, otherwise you wouldn't have to do Kinoch HaNadacha. So why is there a question by Basar? What's the difference? Right, and also, what's the logic? Why wouldn't it be Basar? Or why would it be Basar? I mean, you know, it's like a funny question. I mean, is it called Basar? Is it not called Basar? It's like, oh, what's the issue? So the problem is, how does the fact that it's... Okay, so basar is a unique kind of food. Basar, namely, basar is, it's like a davar chashev. It's a certain special kind of a food. And that comes from different many properties. It has a taste to it, it has a certain consistency, chewiness, you know, the whole juiciness. I mean, the meat is a whole experience. There are many properties of meat, you know, which build towards its identity as being basar, you know. Now, you could argue is that when it's between your teeth, although it's still the substance of the meat, but it lost all of its properties. I mean, it doesn't really have... Now, it's basically just like a... You know, the material is the same stuff. You know, it's made out of the same stuff. But when it's in the form of between your teeth, it loses its whole... all of these great things that made it into basar. Basar isn't just an ordinary substance, you know. There's a whole identity to it. It's the rachashev, and that stems from all these properties. Now the question is if you divorce basar or remove from basar all of its properties, and it simply goes in between your teeth, does it lose the shem basar or not? You could argue that it does. I mean, that's the worst question. It's a question of definition. Is that up until what point could you take away its properties and define it as basar? But that's unique to basar because basar is different than a normal food. Normal thing is fruits. Fruits only grow from the ground. I don't care what form it's in, whatever, fruit's a fruit. Whereas basar is a unique kind of a chafta, which you could argue it rises above simply the world of substance. But it's a certain type of a culinary phenomenon, you know. And if once you remove those properties, between your teeth, it's not just a physical location, but it becomes like it loses what makes it basa, really. So now it's just whatever. That's not basa. You could argue that's not shame basa. Or you say no, basa also is a substance. So that's the Gemara's question. That's the Gemara's Ibaya. Is it basa or is it not a basa? So what does the Gemara answer? So the Gemara says, a basa or then a mention am. Right? I mean, on the surface, it's a good argument to say it's not basa now, you know? So what's the argument to say that it is? So this is a basar din mishnah, which seems to indicate is like this, is that it could be the answer is that it has a shame basar, but for a different reason. Not because it really, it lost all its properties. You're right, it did lose all of its properties. But still, since, like it says, odenu ben shenam, like this idea we said by, like the Gavra Ochel, but since the basar, it still relates you back, even though now it doesn't have all those properties, but since it still is the meat which you just ate, you know what I mean? It's like a basar din ben shenam. It means it's still in between their teeth, still from after they just finished eating. So since it brings you back, and it's the leftovers of that basar eating experience, so therefore it will still have a shem basar. Whereas if you just created, manufactured basar ben shanayim, for instance, in its own right, then it wouldn't. In Echonami, you could argue it wouldn't have shem basar. But our basar odenu ben shanayim means is that since you started off with an object which is called basar, and now it's in your teeth, and that in your teeth is still like the after effect of the process of achilas basar, so therefore you still relate it back to that object as basar, even though it doesn't have its properties. But because of its relationship back to the prior object. So this is a good question. So David says, yeah, but you see, it's talking about after Seudah Achriti, so the guy doesn't have, we don't have the relationship anymore. I mean, in theory, this question is in Seudah Achriti, where the Gavra is no longer related to it. But I think, so maybe just to adjust a little bit, is that doesn't mean because the Gavra still relates to it as Basar. You know what I mean? It's not because of that, because the Gavra doesn't have to, you know? Because here we're defining the Chafta, so we don't define the chafta based upon, like, the particulars. Like, let's say this guy, I mean, maybe he started a new meal, maybe he didn't start a new meal or whatever. But it's because this chafta is the remnants of the basar, of the real basar, so therefore it still has the shem basar. I mean, not because he still relates to it or whatever, but because the gavra, that's, when you deal with Seudah Achriti is when you're talking about the isser on the gavra. You know what I mean? That's the world of Isarata, which is in terms of what could the Gavra do and does he still relate to it, and that's appropriate in that framework. But here we're talking about the definition of the object. So in the definition of the object, you don't treat the particulars of the Gavra. So namely, you say is that it's Basar Odenu Ben Shinaya means is that since this Basar is the remnant of the real Basar, it's that which is stuck in your teeth from the real Achilas Basar, so therefore it has the Shem Basar. Doesn't say in the Torah, like right after they finished eating. You see, it says, no, the Basar, Odenu Ben Shinaya, so it seems the Basar, even after it exists, even after you eat it, it still retains that Shem.
I'm
still saying that if you just manufacture basar in between your teeth, you could argue it wouldn't, because that's not basar. What should I say? The basar is my basar has all these properties, and this isn't the properties of basar. What I'm saying is that since it's basar ben ashinayim, is a phenomenon. It's a phenomenon of basar ben ashinayim. That's what I was pointing to. There is a phenomenon of basar ben ashinayim, which means is that even though it doesn't. It gets its identity as basar because of its past, you know what I mean? Because of the achilo and the real basar which it emerged from. I mean, so therefore, that's what I'm saying. It's still called basar insofar as its relationship to its source. You know what I mean? So it's a good argument. That's why it's a good ibaya, is that intrinsically it's a good question. Could basar exist without the properties? It's a good question, and you could argue it wouldn't. But a basar odenu ben shinayim is saying that basar could exist in like a different form, in the odenu ben, you know, like in the relationship back to the past. It could still have it. It could retain its shem basar. So the answer, in a sense, is that really it does need those properties. But it, because through relationship back to the past, it could still retain its shem. You know what I mean? But by gvina, there's no question, because gvina isn't basar. Gvina is just gvina's cheese. Dairy pot, whatever. I mean, it's not because of the special. Yeah, it's not because of the special exactly. Basar is like, that's what I was asking about. Is basar, you could argue, is a whole different type of a culinary entity. It's not just a substance. It's not just a substance. Not just cow. I mean, it's a whole different world. So that's what it's based upon. Okay, so I was thinking. I think I saw Elon correctly. The idea is like this: is that the idea, what's the halacha, is when you eat basar is a gavra ochel, and the matir is suda achriti, which means the gavra is new. You wait until the gavra is new, next kvias. In other words, within, so to speak, it defines like a certain unit of kvias as that of he's kavua la basar, and when he's kavua again, like 6 hours later, he's kavua is a new kvias, or a new unit of kvias is when he's rikoveya himself, then it could be chalaf. But within this, so to speak, it set up a kvias of basar. That's right, that's the gavra ochel. Because the kvias is defined as a kvias of basar, and you wait until the next kvias to be a matir. Okay? The next kvias could be a kvias of a chalaf. Okay? Now, the thing is like this, is like I have a kvias of a suda. So in meals, you have like this, is that I think this is the way it used to be, and I think this is the way it is still now. Is like you have different types of meals. Okay? Like I say, you have breakfast and lunch, and then you have dinner. In America, at least. You know what I mean? Dinner is, there's like breakfast and lunch, like get you by. But dinner is like your meal. Like every person has a meal, like a major, you know, like meat, for instance. When you have meat for dinner, you don't have meat for breakfast or lunch. I mean, normal people, I mean, you know. But in Israel, for instance, it's lunch, which is the meal. You know what I mean? Like, there's just an idea of like meat is like, the meal of meat. No one has meat 3 meals a day, for instance. It's just no one does that. Why? Because meat is like a meal. That's like your meal. And a person eats, like, so to speak, other meals are like the sustenance meals, you know, it basically just keeps them going. But there's a meal which is really like the real kvias of the gavra, is like once a day, pretty much at the same time of the day every day, is his meal. This is his real meal. This is his real, there's a different type of a kvias of the gavra and achila. There's a kvias of the gavra, the basic kvias of the gavra and achila, but then there's the real kvias, is like that. That super, super, you know, super duper kvias is like a once a day type of a thing. Again, in America, it's dinner. Okay? In Israel or other countries, it's lunch. Okay? So the thing is like this, is that, right, there's a, you're with me, that's such a phenomenon like that? Okay? So therefore, it could be holds is like this, is that, that when you say that the matir of the matir sudachrita, what's sudachrita? The idea is that you wait until the next kvias of the gavra. This kvias is defined as kvias of basar, and you wait until you recovea yourself, right? Until the next kvias. Okay, so what's your next kvias? Is it simply your next kvias suda, which is sudachrita 6 hours, or is it where the gavra, the next kvias of the gavra, the real kvias of the gavra, that? The real is askus of the gavra and achila. That's a different type, different quality of kvias. And halacha is that the matir, he's being machmir in the definition of the matir. Because the matir is sudachriti, which is the next, wait till he's koveya anew. So it's saying, it's not just the basic kvias. It doesn't just define this kvias as a kvias of this basic kvias of a kvias of basar, but it defines the whole. The matir is in the next time the gavra is really like a new kvias to achila. It's not, you just eat breakfast, it's not like a fresh kvias. I mean, the real fresh kvias, the ultimate kvias, the new kvias of the gavra is the next day's, is the next day's meal. Okay, and so 24 hours is because again, this meal is around the same time every day. So that's why he waited till the next time he was koveya himself a real, suda. So you wouldn't have, you koveya, today was the meat day. So then I'll wait till tomorrow, I'll wait till tomorrow again, I'll have milk. Milk will be in my next. Because since that major meal, in a sense, characterizes that day. Today's meat day. Just because that's the major, that's really the Gavra's major kvias of an achilo of that day. There's only one day he has that major kvias, so it characterizes the time for thereafter. So. Against the matir, but the way that chumra is it's not just like a separate thing. He just decided to be machmir. But since the matir for achila is matir achilas chalav is the next kvias lachila, the question is it's like his ikar suda. That's what it says. There's a suda and then there's your ikar suda. So it's the suda achriti. Is it just stand the suda achriti is the matir, or is it the next ikar suda so achriti? Which is the next yom, 24 hours. All right. Michael says, interesting way to look at it. It shows that when you have, when you eat, so when do you eat again? You make a new meal when you're hungry. Right? That's when you make a new meal, so you're hungry. So that's 6 hours or whatever. So the thing is that, yeah, let's say you have meat, a meal of meat. So a guy has a big meal of meat, so he's not going to want a new big meal of meat until the next night's dinner. Right, so how does that work? I mean, why isn't he hungry again at breakfast? So why doesn't he want meat then? But apparently, like the psychological satisfaction of meat or of a big meal lasts you for like a day. Right? Just once a day, a person has to have the guy has to eat 3 times a day, but once a day he has to really have like dig in and really get be kovei himself in suda. You know what I mean? And when he does that one time of the day, it satisfies him. He's still its effect. Apparently, its effect lasts. Up until that time the next day. The next time he goes, oh, I need a big meal. I can't just have So apparently there is a psychological, even though it's not the physical effect of the food, because that digests after 6 hours or whatever, but the psychological effect apparently is it lasts for a day. So therefore he's saying when the gavra's an ochel basar, as you're saying so far, there actually is the idea on the gavra's an ochel basar, physically that shame ochel basar lasts for 6 hours, but in a psychological sense, the way it lasts for a whole day, because you see that in major achila lasts the person for 24 hours. He doesn't have that taiva for that same thing anymore. So therefore, it's like a psychological extension of that idea of suda achrita, to the ikar suda. I mean, it's true. I mean, adding dimension that in terms of the gavra, you see that also. It's not just in terms of the matir, but in the, there has to be an effect. Well, because it's true. Why don't you want to have this big meal all the time? But you're still full. You're not still full from. In the morning, you're not full from dinner still, so why, or lunchtime, you're not still full from yesterday's dinner, so why don't you have that desire? Apparently, once a day is what you need. I mean, it's interesting, you don't really think about things like this, But if you think about it, it's true, you don't think about your achilah. Think 3 meals a day, you have 3 meals a day, but, I mean, it is true, every society, there's an ikar meal. It's not just an accident of that, apparently that's the way man eats. It's true, like you see, for instance, on Shabbos, you have a big lunch, so now you have a small dinner. It's true. You don't know who sits the table for Saturday night for dinner in the same way they do on, this is like the other time I was sitting going out to eat on Saturday night, like the rest, because I want to go to a restaurant on sometime. I say, hey, about Saturday night? I'm like, I don't know. You already had your big meal. Now, are you full? You're not necessarily full, but it's a certain psychological thing also. I mean, you are, it could be your full, but it's a psychological thing, say, it's true. You see, like, on Yontif, on, like, 2-day Yontif, 3-day Yontif, you see, like, a person after Yontif, you just feel, wow, I just ate so much, you know? But the food is digested. I don't think there's, like, a cumulative digestion, you know, it, like, waits in your stomach. You finish your one meal, then you have the next meal. Your food is digested. You're not still full from lunch. That doesn't make sense. I don't think it works that way based upon cumulative, you know? But it could be it's in the psychological dimension that a person in general has one ikar suda a day, maybe two on Shabbos, but it, like these ikar sudas is a person, you know, it's a major involvement in achila, and a person takes toll on the guy feels it. But it could be it's in the psychological dimension. So, I mean, that's really what Marcus' father did, is he recognized that there is another dimension to achila, and kviyas the gavran achila, which is this daily, once-a-day thing, and therefore he said is that with his day, that it's not just defining the suda, but it's defining the whole ikar suda, which is the yom, basically, 24-hour period. Now, fine, right. Now we have one thing left to explain, I think, is what's this idea of the chumrah, though? I mean, it's very nice, but Marcus' father didn't hold this. You know what I mean? Did he hold that you're mechayev to this? I mean, if he did, then if he held that, then don't say that your father is a chal bar chamra, then it's just a machlokas, you know? So it seems to be it's a chamra. It seems to be his father held also mikra din. It would suffice as sudah kriti. That's all that's necessary. But what's this idea of like, where's the room for the chamra? Why is he being machmir? You know what I mean? And what's chal bar chamra, you know? And they say, no, they're both, you know, they're both machmir. They're both, you know, they're both good wine and even bad wine, you know? Good wine and better wine or something. Why is it chal bar chamra? So I was thinking, I guess, what's this idea of the chumrah, you know? So, you see, what's the whole area? I mean, we've noticed so far, there's a lot of chumras in this whole area. Or like, zeros. There's a whole major system in Basar B'Chalav, you know? You don't normally find. I mean, you know, so many zeros in normal halacha. So we explained a little bit, because the nature of Basar B'Chalav are two things that a person's always eating. And you're basically asking them together. I mean, every kitchen has Basar and has Chalav. So the Chazal realized that that's a stumbling, that's a mechshal. It's a stumbling block way, it's a mistake waiting to happen, because it's, again, the person's always eating basar, always eating chalav. So they had to set up a whole system of gezeros, all kinds of chashashos, to make sure that they would, that a person wouldn't stumble on this. Right? So we said, one of them is that they said that the gavra ochal basar can't be an ochal chalav. Okay, that's the gezerah they made. Because if the gavra ochal basar eats chalav, then he's going to end up eating them together. Okay? And so it's a chashash. I mean, it's a gezerah. Based on a practical consideration is that if you do this, then you're going to end up violating the deraisa eventually. Okay? So they set up a chashash. That's a gezerah. Okay? That's it. You know, fine. Now, the thing is that it could be that's the basic thing is there's an idea of like a chashashos. And chashashos create a gezeros, they have a chashash, and they're making gezeros based upon the chashash. But it could be that there's a further level, which is that beyond like the, so that's the technical violation. And the Chum saw there's an area here for concern, and therefore they made a gezeros, and there's a technical violation of, you know, until Suda Achritu, because the Gavra Ochel is, you can't have a Gavra Ochel Basa Yochel Chalav. So therefore they made a gezeros. But there's an idea here, it could be there's a further idea, a positive idea, which we mentioned this once upon a time, is that there's like a gavra, who's like a zahir in the area. Because this idea is the reason what's making Kozan and Chum to make his error is because they're recognizing that this is an area where people are going to end up being nechshal. So therefore they set up a gezeros. But it doesn't end at the gezeros, because a person could realize the nature of the difficulty in the area, and therefore could be a nizar. And there's a kiyam of the guy who's being a nizar, being a ra, being merachik. Like we said, like in archakas, yeah, that also might need differences. The kiyam of archaka being of richak from the esar. So it could be see, Mar Ukva simply followed the halachic esar. The Chum made a gezerah. The Chum were worried. They made a gezerah. I'll follow the technical structure of the gezerah, and that's it. Okay, he didn't go beyond the technical structure. You're not from by following 6 hours. It's not from that you're following the halacha. It's true the halacha is based upon gezerahs and chashashos, but the Chum objectified the halacha. See, but Mar Ukva's father, he realized that the gezeros here aren't just like an ordinary gezeros here. It's based upon the whole idea of zehiros, that this area demands zehiros. Now, the Chachamim formalized the zehiros, and they gave it a specific form of sudachriti, and many forms, but one of them is sudachriti. But he recognized, since there's an idea in this area of a zahir, so he went beyond that. He wanted to go beyond that. But, and that's a kiyam. That's a kiyam, is that see, because it reflects a gavra, who's not just technically avoiding the thing, but he has an awareness of the danger in the area. You know what I mean? Marukva, that's what I think. Why is Marukva like vinegar? Why isn't he also good? Because he's not recognizing the zeros. I mean, he just finds the takana, the rabbanon. There's a gezeira here. So it's, he's not going beyond. So he's not... When you follow the rabbanon, you can't say, I'm involved. I am not a zahir. I mean, I may be following a halacha, which is with the rabbanon based upon zahiros. But I'm following the halacha. I'm not a gavra zahir. You know what I mean? I'm just following the halacha. The halacha might have been because they want a certain degree of zahir, so they want people to be careful, you know. But the gzera is a gzera. So the zahir is, he goes beyond that and recognizes the danger in the area, and therefore is more machmir than that. That's a different quality. That's not just that he's better. It's different. It's a new idea that he's adding. He's recognizing the idea of a gavra zahir here. He's beyond the letter of the law because he recognizes the danger in the area. But what's interesting, something that's interesting is that he's not just machmir in like this wild way. I'm just going to do some sort of crazy thing. Put signs on my walls that say, don't eat meat and milk together or something like that. You know what I mean? Even as a hero, so apparently, like, you can't just make up crazy things. You have no right to just, you know. But here, the nature of his zahiris was taking the takana of Chazal, which is this idea of Suda Chriti, which is based upon the Gavra Ochel, and he's being machmir in the application of that concept. You know what I mean? He's not just creating a new thing. You know what I mean? But he's taking something which was legitimized by Chazal as an appropriate idea, as an appropriate relationship of the Gavra to Basar and Chalav, the Gavra Ochel of Basar is related to Chalav, and he's taking that idea and expanding upon it, and that's his chumrah. Is it because he's a zayir, he's going to be machmir to take that idea in its fullest form? You know, the chumrah mechayev in its fullest form. There's mechayev in the basic form, the basic gavra ochel. But he's taking it to its fullest form. I mean, but just stam to make up his own, you know, like the way it sounds is like the chazal said, 6 hours he just decided to make up his own crazy thing. I'm going to make up 24 hours. Sounds like it's, you know, like a whole new thing. But the nature of his chumrah, even though he's being machmir, because normally, normal areas he never machmir like this. But even in this area where there's an idea of being a zayir, being a machmir, it's not just like a wild thing. It's based upon a conceptual understanding of the gezerah, and based upon how this gezerah lends itself to an extension, and therefore he's machmir in that extension. It wouldn't have been, wouldn't have made any sense for him to do 48 hours, it just doesn't make any sense. There's no sense to it. You can't just make up a crazy thing. But it's based up, it's a furtherance of the concept of Zahiros upon which Chazal had set up. You know what I mean? So that's a key. That's what he's saying, is that my father was like wine, because he really took on a new dimension in the area. He set up his meals in a way where he's totally avoided the thing, distanced himself. Apparently, that's a kiyam. It's a gavra who's like sets up his whole derech achila in a way where it's where he's in avoidance of basar chalav. You know what I mean? And again, it could be that that nowadays, I mean, a lot of the chumras, if you go through basar chalav, a lot of the chumras we have nowadays, like we have separate utensils. I mean, you don't always need, like if you eat cold, for instance. So cold and cold, you could eat the same. You could have the same thing. You can eat cold cereal and cold meat. No, what's the problem? There's no bliss. It's all cold. But we don't know not to do it. Derech keva, you can't do it. You can't have the same milk as separate. Silverware is separate. There's all kinds. There are a lot of different chumras in the Basar v'Chalav. Is there a machmir about? Even though the maker adin, things would be mutter. A lot of chumras, but it could be. It's based upon the idea here of that there's a kiyam of again the gavra being mesader his achilos in a way that's like an avoidance of the. Because you see in the Chacham that there is such a danger here, you know. So that it could be that's the basis of the Chumras, you know. And need also you have Archakas, similar type of areas. The fact that the amount of the Rabbanon and you know Chashas you have here, you also have there, you know. So it could be based on a similar type of idea. Okay. So.